the city of Urban Town. Despite the crime and corruption which infest the streets, the citizens of this bustling metropolis sleep soundly at night, knowing they are protected by two great defenders of truth and justice. He is Detective Danger, a cunning master of mystery and illusion. She is the Amazon, an ancient warrior of nearly limitless power. As they seek to defend the citizens of this fair city from the forces of darkness, they are comrades in arms. In their everyday life, not so much.
This episode, Two Gentlemen of Urban Town.
People wear too many masks in this life. If that made your irony meter jump into the red zone, I'm sorry. I tend to find that irony is the default setting in this universe where we live. As a man whose stock in trade is illusion, I know how to spot them. And let us not forget, regardless of what the pot does or does not say, the kettle is black. But, like I say, masks make things difficult. Masks make us pretend to be something we're not, and the longer we pretend to be something, the more likely it is that we'll stop pretending without ever even realizing it. But maybe the worst part about masks is that somewhere out there is a mask with your face on it. Sooner or later, somebody's gonna wear it. And the sad part is, if you're wearing some other mask, it ain't gonna be you.
Hey, hero, I brought you lunch.
Oh, that's so sweet.
How's your leg?
The crutches are a bit of a pain, but I'm doing all right.
Try the salmon puffs. We're thinking of making them a regular on the menu.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Are you going to bring lunch on a regular basis? This is making me jealous. All I brought was a bologna sandwich and a bag of unshelled peanuts.
I am his wife.
And she's pregnant. When you get pregnant, big brother, I'll bring you salmon puffs.
Cravings are going to be so much easier since my husband is a chef.
Though I suggest you don't make ice cream and pickle souffle a regular menu offering.
Not to mention a touchy subject.
Uh-oh.
But are you sure you should keep working?
Stop talking.
I mean, with the baby and all.
Can I get you a glass of water?
Benny, may I have one of those peanuts, please?
Are you going to hurl it between his eyes with deadly force?
No, I just want my darling husband to put this peanut in his front pocket.
My what?
In your pocket. I'd like you to put this peanut into your pocket so that the next time you're about to suggest that I shouldn't lift something or move something or come to work, you'll remember that the baby in my belly is about the size of that peanut, and that if it wouldn't slow you down to be carrying around that peanut...
I should probably shut up.
You should probably shut up.
So that's the secret to married bliss.
Hey, Mr. B, Mr. C, Mrs. H.
Hello, Speedy. You know, technically there are two Mr. Z's and a Mrs. Z.
I know that, Mr. B, but if I calls yous Mr. Z and I calls Mr. C Mr. Z, then I won't know which Mr. Z I'm calling, see?
I don't see, but if I did, I'd have to commit myself, and what can I do for you?
Well, Mr. B, you know my cousin Lance.
Isn't his real name Percy?
Sure, Mrs. H, sure. But I calls him Lance. Mr. B calls him Lance. In fact, the whole neighborhood calls him Lance. I know his mother named him Percy, but she must have been mistaken.
Obviously.
Well, anyway, my cousin Lance, you know, he's kind of a healthy-sized guy.
You're only saying that because he can bench press you and all the rest of your cousins.
Exactly. Anyways, if you don't know that he's got a glass jaw, weak knees, and he can't stand the sight of blood, you might find yourself feeling a little interrogated by him.
You mean intimidated.
Nah, Mrs. H. It's the ladies what get intimate with Lance. Anyway, since Lance is such an interrogating figure, he thought he might look for a new line of work where it pays to look like you're a tough guy even if you're not. He decided to get himself hired out as a bodyguard.
A bodyguard? What numbskull would hire Lance Crabb as a bodyguard?
Jimmy Valentine.
What?
Your cousin Lance is working for Boss Valentine?
Oh, I'm sorry, no. He's working for little Jimmy Valentine. Only he ain't so little as what he used to be.
Oh. Jimmy Valentine, the third, the white sheep of the family. From what I know, he's got absolutely no interest in the family business. He just got accepted into college, if I remember correctly.
Indeed, living a life of scholarly recruits.
Any of this making sense to you, Benny?
Sense might be overstating it, but it doesn't make my brain itch anymore. The only people who'd give Jimmy any trouble are the people who don't know who his father might be. And if they're that out of the loop, they wouldn't know that Lance is a big pussycat.
It's a good lifestyle, and the best part is it's completely legal.
Speedy, when you find yourself actually having to make a statement like that, you can usually assume you're on a rather precarious path.
I'm not sure I followed you there, Mr. B. You were talking kinda pretty fast.
Well, it is contagious.
Sorry?
Speedy, what brings you to my door?
Well, not to belittle my cousin's ability, but Lance wasn't exactly working this particular dance card all by his solo lonesome. Boss Valentine wants to be extra special certain that his baby boy's safety is guarded like a cobra guards its puppies, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm not sure you know what you're saying, but go on.
Well, the tricky part is that little Jimmy doesn't want to have a small army of muscle with him as he studies that a philosopher, Immanuel, what's his name?
Kant.
I know, I can't neither.
That brain itch is coming back. Let me guess, one of Jimmy's bestest buddies is actually also his bodyguard, only Jimmy doesn't know it.
Spoken succinctly.
And the name of this poor schlub?
Tommy Protus.
Tommy Protus. Tommy Trouble Magnet Protus?
Who is living up to his nickname. Huh. Owing to his extracurricular activities, he finds himself in debt to a number of the city's finest bookmakers. The result being that Lance had to call me in. Lance is guarding Tommy at Jimmy's request, whilst I am keeping little Jimmy Valentine from winding up dead.
I am desperately hoping that this exposition is coming to a brief conclusion, Speedy.
You're not the only one.
Dang it, he's here.
B!
Okay, I officially need an aspirin.
Give me a shot of that too, tall, dark, and boozy.
I do not have a hangover. I have a you-over.
Well, that goes double for me.
Should I come back at another time?
Sit!
Yes, Mr. B, Mrs. B.
It's Miss, and if you ever make it sound like I'm sharing an initial with him again...
You are sharing an initial.
A first one, anyway.
I am now sickened to the very core.
Everybody shut up. Thank you. My assumption is, being that I am a private detective, that Speedy came in here because he is in need of a private detective. However, in spite of the fact that he speaks almost faster than the speed of sound itself, I still have no idea what sort of detecting he actually needs. So the only voice I want to hear right now is Speedy's as he tells me exactly what has sent him to my door. Speedy? You may speak now.
He's here because Jimmy Valentine was seen killing a man.
Were you listening to a word I was saying?
Always assume the answer to that is no. It'll save time.
Wait. Jimmy Valentine III killed a man?
An entire restaurant full of people saw him walk in and put a bullet in the back of Donnie Thurio's head.
Thurio? I've heard that name before.
The right-hand man of Duke Milan? Head of the second biggest crime family in the city? When did this happen?
1:10.
This doesn't make any sense.
You're telling me. Little Jimmy's no killer. He's barely a jaywalker. What possible motive could he have?
Well, if you were looking for a motive, you might take notice of certain aspects of his social life.
Okay. Everybody be quiet for a minute. Speedy, I want you to tell me exactly what you're talking about.
Jimmy Valentine was getting cozy with Sylvia Milan.
Stop doing that! And by the way, what?
Sylvia Milan, Duke Milan's baby girl, and Donnie Thurio's fiancé? Take a look at these pictures. One of our gossip columnists snapped them earlier today.
Oh, my.
Oh, that's Sylvia and little Jimmy, all right. They're not exactly being discreet. A nice little face-sucking fest in the park with a picnic lunch, which, by the way, looks untouched.
B, you said these pictures were taken earlier today?
So you know why I came looking for Speedy. He's standing over there in the background of the photo looking awkward. And I needed him to confirm this.
What are you two talking about?
Look at Jimmy's watch, Claude. It shows 1:10. Somehow, Jimmy Valentine was in two places at once.
Guido, why is this a surprise to you? The Milan family is gunning for my son. Of course I want you to round up every mook on the payroll. You really want to talk to me about who started this? Is caring who shot first likely to be high on my priority list? No, everybody locked down. I want people guarding warehouses, watching each other's backs. Nobody is going out looking for trouble with the Milans. Guido, they will be coming after us. After what happened to Donnie Thurio, that's inevitable. When they get to us, I want us in control of the turf. All right. Then that's not a good enough reason. How about, because I said so, you bum?
Boss Valentine.
Guido, I'm gonna have to call you back.
You know why I am here.
I have my suspicions. It's not gonna help, you know.
I beg your pardon?
You do what you like to me. I'm not handing over my son.
He murdered a man.
I don't believe it. And I don't care about eyewitnesses or honest testimony or any of that stuff. Fact is, he didn't do it. But even if he did, he's still my son. I'm not handing him over to you.
A war is coming, Boss Valentine. Your side is the aggressor. I can best protect the innocents who will be caught in the battle by cutting off the head of the snake.
You could do that. I'm sure you know there's 6 guys with Tommy guns right behind you. And you know, and they know, that doesn't mean squat to you. You want to take me out? You go ahead. But don't think that makes things better. The war is coming with or without me. This is my city, and whether you believe it or not, I actually care about it. So you can either have the Valentine family under my direction, acting to protect this city and our best interests, or you can have an uncontrolled mob of guys with guns jumping at their own shadows.
I would prefer to break you, Boss Valentine. But for now, your words make some sense. I go for now. Keep this war from happening, or I will return. Oh, and I am sending a reporter to see you. Talk to her.
Why should I?
Reconsider your question.
Okay. I assume the threat of a flattened skull.
You are evil, Boss Valentine. But I am glad you are not stupid.
Sylvia?
Hello, Granny.
Oh, little Sylvie, you still cry.
It's been a long day.
And you, Julia, you sit with her all this time.
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am? Who is ma'am? You call me Mama. Or if that's what you call your own Mama, then you call me Antonia.
May I call you Mrs. Milan?
Are you Detective Danger?
Last I checked. Sadly, it looks like I'm going to have to check that sort of thing more frequently.
What are you doing here?
I mean you no harm, Mrs. Milan. You or your granddaughter. I need to talk to you.
And superheroes cannot use the phone?
Who has the time? There's a war brewing under the streets. I've been running around like a maniac trying to keep the Milans and the Valentines from killing each other.
They killed Donnie Thurio. He was to marry my granddaughter.
There's no they, Mrs. Milan. One man killed Donnie, and it might not have even been the man you think it was.
Jim didn't kill Donnie.
Don't you mention that demon child.
Look, can we focus on my needs for just a minute? The fact remains that 24 people saw Jimmy Valentine kill Donnie Thurio.
But he couldn't have.
That's right. He couldn't, because at the exact same time, we have photographic evidence that the two of you were...
Choose your next words very carefully.
Together. Is together okay? All right. Now, to the untrained observer, this falls into the category of impossible. In my line of work, I find myself trying to narrow it down between illusions, shapeshifters, or really good makeup. Regardless, I need to figure out exactly which little Jimmy Valentine was the fake. So I figured I would talk to the one person who was up close and together with him.
He wasn't wearing makeup, and it wasn't some kind of shapeshifter either.
You're basing that on what exactly?
A woman just knows.
Uh-huh. Gotta need something more than women's intuition.
It's more than intuition. I'm not saying I've kissed a lot of guys, but I've kissed enough to know that no two guys kiss the same way. Maybe somebody could have impersonated the way Jim walks or talks, or... maybe they mimic that little scar he has from the first time he shaved himself. But there's no way anybody else could kiss the way he kisses.
Romantic and sensible at the same time. Not to mention how much guts it took to say that in front of your granny.
You believe me, then?
I've always been a bigger fan of Jimmy Valentine the lover than Jimmy Valentine the assassin, but I had to be sure.
Good. You're sure. Now you go.
Sorry, Mrs. Milan. Can't do that. See, Sylvia's not the only one I came here to see.
I don't know anything about it.
Never said you did. Julia, wasn't it? Relax. I'm talking to Mrs. Malone.
What do you want?
If you can change your face to look like anything, there's only one reason you'd make it as recognizable as little Jimmy's. Somebody tried to frame Jimmy Valentine, but I can't investigate it because every time I turn around, I'm in the middle of a gang war. I need time to figure out who framed Jimmy and why, and to do that, I need you to call your son. There's only one person who can convince Duke Milan to rein in his troops. And that's sweet little Mama Milan.
If our boys stop and Valentine comes looking for trouble?
At this very moment, Boss Valentine is receiving a visit from a certain 8-foot-tall friend of mine. She's making it very evident how easy it is to get to him, and giving him about a dozen good reasons why calling off his soldiers is good for his health.
Why should I help you?
Two reasons. It'll keep more of your boys from getting gunned down in the streets, and it'll keep any of Duke Milan's boys from killing the man your granddaughter is in love with.
Sylvia, is this true?
Yes. Granny, I love him.
And you never told me.
You and Daddy worked so hard to set me up with Donnie.
Because we thought he'd make you happy. What? Did you think we were giving you to him like a hostess gift? We want you to be happy, and if you can only be happy with that Valentine boy? Well, what is a grandmother for if not to spoil a grandchild?
Oh, Granny.
So, I take it you'll call your son, Mrs. Milan?
I can give you 48 hours, maybe a little more. After that, well, the boys will start wondering when my son's going to do something about Donnie.
I'll take what I can get. Thank you, and... You, sister, what are you crying about?
It's romantic, is all.
Yeah, but there's two kinds of romances, kid. The happily ever after kind, and the never was there a story of more woe kind. I've got 48 hours to figure out which one this is.
Hey, Jimmy, you want another card or what?
Hmm? Yeah. Give me two.
Two?
Two. There's no way I can fill an inside straight.
Jimmy, we're playing blackjack.
Oh. I guess I'm busted then.
He guesses he's busted. Jimmy, you are no fun to play cards with right now.
I imagine a murder charge will do that to you.
What on earth?
How did you get in here?
I went down the hall and looked for the second fugitive on the left.
Listen, lady, I'm not sure who you are or how you got in here.
B. Artino, reporter for The Standard.
Let me rephrase. I don't care who you are or how you got in here.
Then you couldn't possibly care if I stay. You're Tommy Protus, right?
You know, naming names is just making it more likely that you ain't ever walking out of here.
Tommy, calm down.
She's a reporter, dummy. If your old man knew she was here...
If Boss Valentine didn't want me to be here, do you think I could even have found this place?
Dad sent you?
Sent is a strong word, but he did insinuate that he wouldn't have me shot. So you probably want to take your hand away from the gun in your shoulder holster.
Who said anything about a gun?
Well, it's either that or you're practicing your Napoleon pose. Let me guess. Something needlessly brutish, but not so big it's showy. I'm thinking a .38 with soft-nosed bullets.
Big talk for such a tiny little dame. You know, it's pretty easy to claim that Boss Valentine sent you. Maybe I should just shoot you to be safe.
Uh-huh. Look, I'd love to explain to you just how bad an idea that is, but I'm in a hurry here. I've got an eyewitness who heard Boss Valentine tell me I could come over here and talk to Jimmy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Speedy, get in here.
Did he take his hand away from the gun yet?
Not yet.
Then I'm good here. Thanks.
Wait, Speedy? Aren't you supposed to be my bodyguard?
Is he pointing the gun at you?
No.
Then I'm still good.
Speedy, he'll stop messing with the gun when you tell him Mr. Valentine told us we could come here.
Needles! Mr. P, Boss Valentine told us to come here.
This is the guy you picked to vouch for you?
Tommy, relax. I want to hear what she's got to say.
You sure, Jimmy?
I'm sure. You can come in now, Speedy.
Thanks, Mr. J, or should it be Mr. V when your father ain't here?
Please don't listen to him, Mr. Valentine. I hear it causes migraines.
What can I do for you, Miss Artino?
Actually, it's what I can do for you. When I spoke to your father on the phone, he was in quite a state. Apparently, some robustly healthy giantess had just managed to bust into his house.
Yeah. One of the boys came by and mentioned it. That's when Lance split.
No! Mr. V, you don't mean my cousin deserted you in your hour of need.
I told him to go, Speedy. He wouldn't stop pacing. He was making me nervous.
Fascinating as all this is, the point I was trying to make was that your father didn't know you had an alibi for the crime.
What?
That's right, Jimmy. There's proof positive you didn't kill Donnie Thurio. And when the next issue of The Standard comes out, everyone in town will know it too.
What are you talking about?
Jimmy Valentine wasn't shooting up a restaurant. He was seen lip-wrestling with a certain young mademoiselle.
Look, I appreciate what you're trying to do, Miss Artino, but the only people who saw us are Speedy and Lance, and their word won't stand up in court.
Oh, it won't have to, Casanova. I've got my information from a more direct source.
No. No, there's no way she would have told you. Sylvia's father would have disowned her.
Sylvia? You're still seeing Sylvia Milan?
I didn't want to tell you, Tommy. You were coming on pretty strong, and it made her uncomfortable.
Is there a reason people keep cutting me off before I can deliver the good news?
And I ain't even said anything in a while.
First off, it wasn't Sylvia who told me. A gossip columnist snapped pictures of you two. Secondly, the picture shows the time this smooch fest happened, which means you're in the clear. Oh, and as for her father disowning her, it turns out, not so much.
What?
Apparently her grandmother is crazy about the two of you being crazy about each other.
That's...
wonderful, exhilarating, nausea-inducing. Oh, sorry, that's me.
I don't know how to thank you.
Now, just wait a minute, Jimmy. Mr. Milan ain't exactly the type to just let bygones be bygones.
You really are a fan of half-empty glasses, aren't you?
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. You're just annoying. Look, Sugar Pie, here's the deal. You're going to turn yourself over to the cops.
What?
For mercy's sake, will someone let me finish? You're going to turn yourself over to the cops. Duke Milan is going to do his darndest to make sure that the officers assigned to this case aren't in Boss Valentine's pocket, and vice versa. There's a ton of frighteningly honest cops in this town, and all interested parties have actually agreed to let them do their job. The cops will investigate to see if the photo is faked, and since we know it wasn't, they'll drop the charges. As long as everything stays above board, Duke Milan's prepared to accept the police report, and your life sentence will be to marry Sylvia.
And what if Jimmy don't go?
Then I'd have to conclude his IQ dropped 20 points talking to you. If he doesn't take this deal, everyone will assume he iced Donnie. That means a lot of people are going to die, and that Jimmy will be on every hitman's Christmas list.
Doesn't sound like I need to do much thinking there.
Smart girl never lets the romantic types think too much. Shall we go?
Hang on a second, Jimmy. I don't know if I trust this dame.
Oh, you can trust her, Mr. Protus. Miss B is so on the level, she's completely flat.
Speedy? I would slap you if I didn't know for a fact that you're incapable of a backhanded compliment.
What does tennis have to do with it?
May we go now, please, Jimmy?
I said hang on. I don't want you rushing into anything, Jimmy. Let's you and I talk about this in the other room, away from all the fast talk.
Tommy, I don't need to talk about it.
Look, Jimmy, I've been your friend since who knows when. I just want to make sure that you're not rushing into this. Give me 5 minutes. If you decide to go after that, then that's fine. I'm just looking out for you.
Sure, Tommy. 5 minutes. Excuse me, Miss Artino.
Any idea what that was about?
An educated guess on my part would indicate that Mr. Protus is objecting to the part our beloved congratulatory forces will play in this plan.
May I assume you meant to say constabulatory?
Oh, did I misspeak? I'm sorry, Miss B. I hardly ever do that.
Uh-huh. So Tommy Protus hates cops?
More than I do, and that's quite an accompaniment.
Accomplishment.
Gesundheit.
Speedy, someday a girl is going to find you endearing. I pity her.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. You'll have to go.
Come again?
I'm not going to the cops.
Wait, what?
Slow down, Mr. V.
I'm sorry, it's just... I can't live with myself.
Hold it. Let's slow down. Where's your pal?
I told him to get while the getting's good. Don't you see? I can't go to the cops because I did it. I killed
Donnie Thurio.
That doesn't make any sense. The pictures.
We faked the pictures. I reset Speedy's watch while he was sleeping.
It's fine now. When did you change it back?
I gotta get out of here. You print in that paper of yours that I confess. I don't want anyone taking the blame for me.
Jimmy, wait! Okay, I lost track of everything that was wrong with that. Why would Jimmy make such an obvious fake confession? Why would he turn down a chance to be with his girlfriend?
Why did he and Tommy Protus change pants and shoes?
Run that by me again?
Didn't you notice? Mr. V was in chinos when he went inside, but he came out wearing those dark blue slacks and Mr. Protus's big heavy boots.
Speedy, I'm going to give you an easy chance to make $50.
Oh, I'm listening.
All you have to do is never tell Benny that you noticed that and I didn't.
It's a deal.
Great. Come on.
What on earth is that?
Just as I thought. It's Jimmy Valentine. He's out cold with a nasty bump on his head, and he's missing his shirt.
Wait, how can Mr. V be here? We just saw him leave.
Call an ambulance, Speedy. I think we just figured out who our shapeshifter is. Well, the good news is Tommy left his wallet behind.
And the bad news?
He took Jimmy's wallet, and that had more money in it. He could be halfway to Utah by now.
I'm guessing not. If he can make his face look like anybody, why run? He could disappear in any crowd.
So how do we flush him out?
Oh. I'm glad he's waking up now. I have no idea what the answer was.
What happened?
Your best friend gave you a small concussion after he tried to frame you for murder.
Sounds about right.
Really?
It's been a cruddy week.
Mr. Valentine, do you have any idea where your pal Tommy might have disappeared?
Listen, mister, I don't think I can do much more to prove that I don't know him as well as I thought I did.
So much for the easy route.
I guess so. Give me Tommy's wallet.
What are you doing?
If you hadn't snitched it already, I'd be stealing cash. As it is, I'm trying to do something called detective work.
You sure you're qualified? Besides, the cops have his address, and they're looking for him there.
I don't just want the address off the license. I was... Hold the phone. Who's this?
What?
This picture. Who is this?
It's Julie, Tommy's old girlfriend.
Think he could be staying with her?
Nah, they broke up months ago when Tommy started coming on to Sylvia.
That makes sense to me.
Who is Julie? What's she like?
She's too good for Tommy, I'll tell you that much. Julie's smart as a whip. Some kind of chemistry major, but she was almost teaching the professors. I haven't seen her in a long time.
You have that look on your face like this is way more important than it seems.
And what, my dear, does that tell you?
Tommy? Tommy! Come on, where are you? Tommy, the formula's unstable.
Lady, you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
You sure?
Oh, there you are, darling.
Tommy.
Oh, ain't that sweet. You kids have fun.
Unstable?
The process is slow, but the compound breaks down. I've got to get you back to the lab.
You told me it was safe.
I was wrong.
You're never wrong. You're my girl genius.
Don't give me that. You dropped me for that rich little...
So what if I did? Come on, baby. You know you still love me.
You're right, hot stuff. Pucker up.
Detective Danger?
Hey, smart kid. And here's where he's wondering where he went wrong.
How did you...
Try to keep up, Slim. You made three mistakes. First, you broke the heart of a sweet girl. If you'd stay loyal to her, she might have had a lot more reason to not tell me where I might be able to find you. Second, you forgot that with my illusion matrix, I can impersonate almost as well as you can.
And the third mistake?
You listen to me tell you your mistakes instead of trying to get away. I gotta say, I don't get Julia. Her boyfriend starts chasing after another dame, and instead of dropping him like a ton of bricks, she lets him try out her experimental formula so he can be a better crook. Then, when he kept on chasing Sylvia, Julia went to work as a maid for a mob princess just so she could be closer to him when he started poking around. Call her crazy, call her stupid, but all through his trial, she stayed right beside him. Not that I'd recommend this strategy, you understand, but from all accounts, he's been a model prisoner, and it looks like he's trying to be a better man for her. If the Milan family doesn't kill him in prison, he might get that chance.
Oh, and for those romantics in the audience, Sylvia and Jimmy did get married. It wasn't so much a shotgun wedding as a Tommy gun wedding. It's sweet and all. I get it. I just also realized that instead of a gang war, the two biggest crime families have just found a good reason to consolidate. Romance stinks.
You have been listening to Detective Danger in the Amazon, Episode 4, Two Gentlemen of Urban Town, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Benny was Adam Gastengi. B was Jill Wenzel. The Amazon and Sylvia were Andy Gastengi. Hero was Brianna Kubi. Claude and Boss Valentine were Rick Tennant. Mama Milan was Liz Music. Jimmy Valentine was Andrew Dell. Tommy Protus was Aaron Manka White. Julia was Rebecca Scheimer. And Speedy was Dan Wenzel. Music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll talk to you later.